I was going to introduce a hymn for you, quite a well-known hymn. I'll tell you it in a moment. It was written by a man called Edward Mote, and he was born 220 years ago in London. And at first glance, you probably wouldn't have thought he was a likely person to become a Christian at all. His parents owned a pub, and they had never been to a church, nor did he as a child at all. He went to a school, which a little bit in those days was a bit unusual. There was no Bible there either, in the things that happened there at school. And for some reason he never really knew, after he began working as an apprentice to a cabinet maker, he went with his boss to church in London. And after going along there for a few months, he thought after about 2 years of going to that church, he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his saviour. And later on, after church 1 week, by now he was probably converted when he was in his late teenage years, and then in his 30s, he was once asked by a friend to come to his house after church because his wife was very unwell. And so he went to try and encourage them and spend a bit of time with this couple and this lady who was unwell, who was dying. And at the end, he said, "Well, have you got anything we can read together?" And they searched, but they couldn't find a Bible in the house, nor a hymn book. And Edward said, "Well, I've actually got a poem I've been writing in my pocket." And he pulled it out. "Let me read you this," he said. And he read these words, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name." And he read these verses and prayed with this sick lady. And later on the husband said, "Well, can you write it down for us?" And so he said, "Well, I better finish it first." And so he went home and sat by the fireside thinking about the words he'd begun to write and the way this couple had reacted to them as well, and finished off writing the entire hymn. At first he just published it anonymously, and there was quite a bit of confusion as to who had written it. But in the end he told people that it was him who had written it, and he realised that it was a hymn that could bring help and comfort to lots of people. In the end he became a preacher too, and pastored a church, and after 26 years he retired from that, and they wrote this on a plaque on the wall: "For 26 years the beloved pastor of this church, preaching Christ and him crucified, all the sinner needs and all a believer desires." And then in his 80s he wrote this: "I feel now I'm like a ship nearing port, but the truths I've lived by and the truths I've preached, they are truths I can die by. The precious blood, the blood that takes away my sins, that gives me peace with God." And so Edward Mote lived and died by the words of his hymn, as he finishes, "Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand."